The chief engineer of the North Dakota Water Commission is asking the Army Corps of Engineers to move more water out of Lake Sakakawea before the Missouri River freezes up for the winter.
We had way above normal runoff in August, almost 2.5 times normal, so our tributaries have been putting a lot of water in. So usually the system peaks a lot earlier, and we got a lot of water late in the year, so there's water that needs to be dealt with right now.
Todd Sando says his main concern is groundwater.
We have a lot of infrastructure and a lot of homes in Bismarck Mandan that, the high releases in the wintertime could create some issues with groundwater, so we'd like to, not get into that area that we have, concerns for our citizens. Once, you get the high river stage, the water just works its way out in the soil profile because it's sandy soil.
The Corps Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division, Jody Farhat, says she's received a letter from Sando asking that the Corps revise the plan, but she says the Corps is staying with its plan.
The way the reservoir system operates is the water is taken out of Oahe and Fort Randall in the fall, and Garrison, a lot of the evacuation takes place over the winter, and that produces more winter hydropower. So, in fact, the regulation plan is about on schedule. We did come up on our releases a little bit in mid-October because Oahe was dropping a little faster, Garrison a little slower. But the overall runoff is coming in lower than we anticipated, and we're sure we'll be able to get all the flood water evacuated this winter.
The Corps is holding a series of meetings around the Missouri River Basin to discuss its plans, and one of those meetings was held in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.